Unemployment hit a 25-year high on Friday. Ouch! Americans are struggling. We want to focus on ways to survive. As the rate goes up, the joblessness rate, it's becoming almost commonplace for American workers to consider a plan of action in case they get laid off. I was actually traveling this weekend and met a woman in the airport who basically just started talking to me. And she was like, yeah, I'm reporting back to HQ because I'm going to be laid off. They haven't told me yet, but I know it's going to happen. It's that kind of feeling that people have, and they're usually right. So,
That's spooky.
It is. She just needed someone to talk to. And so we have with us now Callie Yost, who blogs for Fast Company magazine on the subject of work and life. She's got some vision for us. And, you know, one of the things that's really fascinating is a lot of folks assume that laying people off is cost effective. There's now some questioning of whether or not that's the only option. And tell us, you know, about those questions, and then we'll get to the specifics of, you know, how much the cost benefit analysis is.
Well, first, I think it's important to say that in some instances, layoffs really are going to be inevitable if it's an industry that's restructuring. Yeah. But managers think that if they lay someone off who makes $50,000, they're going to save $50,000. And actually, that's not true. It's going to cost them more than that $50,000 to let someone go. And that's why the research shows that layoffs tend to be a short-term fix without a lot of long-term profit benefits. So,
well, how does that work mathematically? I mean, the person isn't coming in and they aren't getting paid. So what are the costs?
Well, the estimate is anywhere between the cost of a layoff is anywhere between 150% to 250% of a person's salary.
For that year?
Well, no, going forward.
Going forward.
Because
right.
What happens is there are a lot of associated costs with a layoff that we don't take into consideration. So, for example, there's severance, there's the payout of vacation, there's outplacement services, there's benefits continuation, unemployment insurance premiums, the cost of having an exist. It goes on and on and on. So you really don't get that immediate savings. And the question then becomes, okay, so what does a manager do that faces the very real need to manage their labor costs in this recession? And the fact is there are flexible alternatives to layoffs that allow you to get the benefit of labor cost savings without all of these associated expenses related to layoffs. And that includes reducing schedules and salaries. It includes job sharing. It includes furloughs. It includes adding unpaid vacation days to the year. And it allows not only the manager to save the cost, but people to keep jobs in a time when it's a little tough to get one.
Are people willing to really take the cut? Because, you know, we've talked about this. If you're in an office of, you know, or a division of five people and one could be cut or you could each work 4 days, that's a significant nut out of your salary. Are people in general willing to take that kind of a cut versus seeing someone go?
You know, I'm finding they are.
Really?
Yeah,
so you're
really
actually
am.
Negotiating as groups?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, because, well, here's the first thing. Number one, it is not on the manager's radar screen to offer these flexible options. They really do go right to cuts, unfortunately, because we've lost track of a historical precedent of doing this. Back in the 80s, we did take a more flexible approach to labor cost savings. We lost it the last 20 or so years, and now it's not on their radar screen. So people go in and say, look, if you're thinking of laying me off, why don't we just all take a 10% cut in pay? Why don't we add six unpaid vacation days? We'll take a 2-week furlough. And you get pretty far into your cost savings by doing that.
Now, that sounds more likely than what occurred to me when you were talking before, is you can't lay me off. It'll bring down the company, man. That probably isn't going to be as persuasive as coming with all the workers and having a variety of flexible things to do.
Exactly.
Well, one of the things you talk about or this whole movement talks about is the administrative cost of processing the layoff, but there's also the question of team building.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that when you have people who start disappearing, that it drives down morale. Does it drive down productivity?
It across the board,
right.
Morale, productivity, the willingness to stay at the company when things turn around. Really, these are the costs that don't get factored in when managers think about downsizing. And they really, it's a direct bottom line hit when these things.
And is this in every sector? Or are we talking just about sort of the office kind of scene where you're talking about white collar workers? Or is this also true in the manufacturing line? Is it true in service industries as well?
Well, that 150% number is really very conservative. That is a very much on sort of the not knowledge worker. That's when you get into the 250%. And
really?
You see your face, you're surprised. Yes, because if you think about it, a knowledge worker, let's say, they're walking out the door with years and years of contacts, of knowing how to get the job done. And you know what? That is never coming back, because the next person who comes to fill that job, which is actually what happens also in layoffs, is they're hiring at the same time. Studies have shown that very rarely do you have a layoff and then there isn't rehiring. So you're not going to hire in, though, those contacts and that knowledge of how to get the job done.
So if you're a high seniority, relatively high salary employee, your best bet to prevent a layoff is what?
To go in and say, look, here's the story. I'll take a 20% cut in pay, and let me work with you to try to get this business to recover. Here's how we can work together. And then when it recovers, I'm here to hit the ground running.
Well, this is fascinating stuff. Callie, thanks.
Thank you very much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.